Ron DeSantis, beat inflation a consequence of anti-American energy policy, exorbitant borrowing. By Hannah Blow on July 13, 2022. Beat inflation is wreaking havoc on the American people. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said on Wednesday following the devastating inflation report, which the governor attributes, in part, to anti-American energy policy and excessive borrowing and printing of money. Brutal inflation report shows a devastating increase of 9.1% year over year, DeSantis said in a statement on Wednesday following the report's release. Beat inflation is wreaking havoc on workers, families and small businesses, a consequence of anti-American energy policy, exorbitant borrowing and printing of money and counterproductive federal regulations, he added. Indeed, the Department of Labor's report was far worse than expected, showing prices rising to the annual rate of 9.1% in June, the highest rate in over 40 years. Compared with a month earlier, the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index was up 1.3%. Economists had expected CPI to rise at an annual rate of 8.8%, up from 8.6% in May. They expected a month-over-month increase of 1.1%. Inflation has American families hard by raising prices for everyday necessities like food, gasoline, housing, transportation, and utilities. Huge increases in the price of gasoline in June, which hit new all-time highs several times during the month, started to sap household and business spending on other items. This is far from the first time DeSantis has spoken out on the dire economic outlook under Biden's presidency, often noting that the price of individual goods far exceed the inflation rate. All the things that really matter are going up significantly more than that, DeSantis said during an April press conference. During that time, the inflation rate stood at 8.5%. I mean, look, gasoline up about 50% over the last year, plus used cars up 35%, to be able to get a used car. Gas utilities up 22%, meat and poultry up 14%, electricity up 11%, he said, emphasizing that staples that people need to just live a basic life are going up much higher than the inflation rate. The governor has described the current state of economic affairs as a self-inflicted wound, routinely criticizing the administration's poor energy policy and fiscal policy, as Washington officials apparently believe they can just keep printing trillions of dollars and somehow you're never going to see any consequence of that, according to DeSantis.